Talanoa Akol, through the Ministry of Education, is a 10-week Pacific Parent Education Program that equips and empowers parents, families and communities with skills, knowledge and confidence they need to champion their children's education. Each week on Pacific Breakfast, our two expert and passionate educators will take us through a new topic. Talanoa Akol will also be presented on each of our language programs by fluent Pacific speakers. A warm welcome back to our amazing educators, Carl Vassal, Principal at Rowandale School, Manunua, and Sinapi Taiao, a whānau head maths teacher at Nainai College, Aloha Hutt. Last week, Carl and Sinapi talked about family routines and goal setting, and this morning, as Talanoa will focus on family time management plan. As always, please, we ask for you to write your questions down in the comment section for our team to answer. And a bit different on the phone today, but nonetheless, great to have your company this morning. We'll hand it over to you, Carl and Sinapi. Thank you.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Sinapi.
Good morning, everyone.
Sorry, everybody. We rang through. It's not our fault. I don't know what's wrong with Zoom today. The sound didn't come through on Brian's end, but Sinapi and I are very flexible. Today is the first day of school, so Sinapi and I are quite busy with our own workplaces, and so we've asked Brian to come on a little bit earlier, and this is what happens when you change the plans, eh, Sinapi?
That's right. Don't get to see our beautiful faces.
And honestly, we did start Zooming at the start of this, and Sinapi was amazingly dressed as usual with a lovely sage in her ear, and I was the same funny haircut guy. But so just like Brian said, last week we talked about time management and family time, but this week it's all about pathways and the importance of these. And making sure that as parents and as educators, we know the pathway that your child is on, or your child has had the opportunity to have a chat with certain people. But we thought we might start a little bit different and just talk to you about, just to give you an idea about what pathways is, and talk about some of our own little stories in relation to our pathways, and how things for us worked out, and maybe how, who believed in us and so forth. So I think I'm going to start with my beautiful sister in Stokes Valley. So Sinapi, tell us a little bit about, to put us into the context of what a pathway is.
Yeah, so a pathway, I guess, is like a roadmap towards, your goals, your aspirations. So for our students, we call it a learning pathway. So that's the journey, the student takes through their school life as they learn and grow and prepare for their future. And it's really important that our children receive guidance from the schools, family and the ainga to help them make, the good choices along the way to reach their aspirations, to reach their future goals.
Nice. And so talk us through one of your little pathways. So I'm sure you wanted to be a ballerina when you were little, and then you wanted to become a firefighter. And, so talk to us how you ended up being a teacher on that pathway.
Yeah, it wasn't a really straight pathway. To be honest, I didn't want to become a teacher. I wanted to become an archaeologist, because I was really into the mummy.
Dora.
Do you remember the mummy? And I think I had this biggest crush on Brendan Fraser, and that just really inspired me to become an archaeologist. But then I did a lot of music when I was at school. I thought, I could probably become a musician or, a composer of some sort. But then it wasn't till in year 11, we had a careers expo at school, and my mum, it's funny, I went with my mum, she said, come on, let's go and have a listen to the education booth. And I said, here we go. She's trying to push me towards becoming a teacher, because she was a teacher herself, She said, we need more Pacific teachers. We need more role models out there. You you already mentor and help your peers, you know, at homework club and in your class. You're a natural. And I said, oh, nah, I don't want to become a teacher. I want to travel. I want to become an air hostess.
Glad.
Yeah, I guess I was just a gutter back then too. But and then there was the JET program booth. The JET is the Japan Teaching Exchange Program. And so I thought, okay, well, here's my goal for after college, after high school. What do I really want to go on the JET program. So I had to find out what I needed to do that. I knew you needed a degree of any sort, didn't matter which degree. You needed a keen interest in Japan. And you needed to have a bit of, you know, teaching skills. So once I knew those were the things I needed to apply for the JET program, that was my goal, like straight after uni. So university, I took up Japanese and did a bit of Spanish. I did geology because I really liked the sciences. A large part of that geology degree was made up of mathematics. So, I didn't really think that I was, like, teaching wasn't my goal, but I knew teaching in Japan was my goal, if that makes sense.
Wow.
So that was And then I applied for the JET program, and I had time before I got accepted, but I had time before I left. And so Mum and Dad were like, just do the, you know, the grad dip of teaching. So for the graduate diploma of teaching back then, I'm not sure if it's the same now, for secondary, you just needed to have two or three subjects that you could teach in the secondary school. So for me, luckily I had Japanese, mathematics, and then religious studies, because I actually... if I was to become a teacher, I wanted to teach in the Catholic school again, you know, the special character school, because that's the school I went to. And so, yeah, those are the things that I did. It was like, I guess it was meant to be, if that makes sense. Those experiences prepared me for where I am today. So, I went to Japan, spent 5 years there, you know, got a life experience as a young fresh graduate, and then returned to New Zealand and went and taught at my old school. And yep, the rest is history. That's how I ended up where I am today.
Wow. And I think one of the most important parts of your whole journey, when you talk about your pathway, was that you had people around you. So you had an idea, or you had a passion or a dream, and then you wanted to go a certain way. And so in order for us to get on our pathway, you spoke of your parents and the important role that they played in this. And I think it's important for parents out there that sometimes our children may come to us with these interesting pathway decisions. And it's important for us as parents to know, well, if this is where my child, like Tanapi, wanted to get to Japan, and if this is where my child wants to go in life, I need to make sure that I know what she needs to do to get there, or how she can get there, or the journey that she needs to take. And of course, it was important for Tanapi to also know how she needed to get there. And that's what this pathway is all about. And also, along your journey through your pathway as well, Tanapi, did you have teachers as well that knew of these dreams and were able to help you on your pathway?
Yes, most definitely. I had teachers that, you know, already said, we see you becoming a teacher. And you know, it's interesting when people say they envision you to be something, you know, actually listen, because sometimes you yourself don't see that in you, you know. If other people can see that, then there is a reason why they say that. I had definitely had teachers that believed that I could book up, like, have a career in education. My Japanese teacher really supported me with the JET program. application. Funny, a lot of them thought that I was going to pursue music as well because I was heavily involved in music. But for me, I know I said it's not really my – it is my passion, but not enough for me to want to pursue it as a career. So it's still, you know, my hobby, I guess. It's my way of it's an outlet for me, my music. Yeah, so definitely had lots of support.
Yeah, there's enough Beyoncés out there. We don't need another one from Taita or from Stokes Valley. And I think what you said there is really important, is that some of these teachers have the power as well, just like parents, to either make you or break you. And it could be as simple as a little comment or a little bit of lack of belief in you. Children need and students need to hear the truth sometimes, but just realize that if we know something that they don't, but we allow them and support them to find that decision themselves, knowing that you were there all along, is better than just being outright saying, no, I don't think this should be you. And I think as educators, if you're listening to this, you have such power and influence on our young people. And when they decide to go on a certain pathway, it's important that you help guide them towards there, and you allow for them to say, okay, well, if this is where you want to go, Sinapi, these are the things that you need to take at school. These are the subjects that will help you. Is it doable? And let the young person come to that understanding themselves, but just knowing that the options are there. And you did talk about, you know, you had other options, things didn't work out. And we all learn from our pathways. We've all been on different journeys in our lives where we've gone certain ways and we haven't necessarily got there, but we've learned so much in the process. And I think it's important that you keep your options open. And, you know, just look at the moment with the lockdown and the COVID-19. And a lot of our sports stars or those professional people, once their sport or their work closed down, there weren't very many other pathways that were very obvious for them. And I think it's important that whatever you do, you build the skills that you can either translate into your dream along your pathway, or you can use them in later life and that kind of. So at a high school situation, Sinapi, what kind of people can our young students talk to or parents talk to in order for them to help them way on their pathways?
Yes, there's a few people, key people in the secondary context that you can tap into. So the form teacher is probably the first point of call for parents. So, you know, have it set up a meeting, or if your school doesn't already organise like an academic conference where you're given time to actually set those goals, set that pathway for your child. And another key person is the dean. So both the form teacher and the dean can actually see where your child is at in terms of their academic progress and guide you towards the right subjects to do. Another key person is the careers advisor. So every secondary school has a careers advisor. You know, I feel careers advisors are not utilized enough. They give out so many opportunities for our students to come along and listen to people that, you know, from different careers, different institutions. But yeah, often I see our students that really come forth and use those opportunities. So I really recommend that you, as a parent, and organise a meeting with the careers advisor and sit down, and because they are underutilised resource.
Nice. And I think that's important. It's about parents hearing and having time to tell and know and listen with their children about the pathway they want to go on. And a great activity for you is to sit down as a family, remembering that Talanoa environment, make sure there's lots of love, lots of respect in the room, warmth and humour. And it's important for us not to, you know, to make the situation all about what you think is right for your child. Let them definitely co-construct or dream or aspire to go on a pathway. And I think if you sat around as a family and you got out a big piece of paper and you drew on there some paths, or maybe you just put some names, and then allow the child and yourself to just co-construct something, work together so that they write down, you know, where they are now. So you write down, okay, this is where I'm at. I'm year six at Rowandale School. And where do you want to be in the future? Well, where do you want to go when you finish school? You can never be too young or too old to have these conversations, this talanoa. And you're never too young to put down a plan. And then as you put this down, then as a parent, I'd be going, okay, son, so you want to become a doctor. And then you would just talk about the different subjects that are involved, just like Sanapi said. And if you've got any questions, I think the best people to go and talk to would be your careers advisor or your licensed and informed teacher, or, you know, an educator that you trust, or even just a confident friend that has been on a similar pathway to where your child wants to go. That's always important as well, to make those things. You can never be too young, eh, Sanapi, to start your pathway.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
So, in primary school, what do you have sessions around that, Carl? Like, just do you talk about that?
Yeah, I think one of the things is the curriculum. Is it a curriculum informed schools as to the direction, blah, and all, and the way in which we go when we're educating children? And formally, the careers discussions would usually start in year seven. But we're seeing younger children now, you know, with big aspirations, you know, as young as five, as young as four, they already know they want to be a superhero, or they want to be like mum and dad. And it's important for schools to offer those opportunities. And I've seen some great examples, even in Porirua at Holy Family School, the Sōtanga program, where they were getting in careers experts and talking to the families and the kids and planting that seed real early, so it can never be too early. And children are able to dream, and children are able to create that path. And the role adults and parents and teachers play is so vital. Would you agree?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, just a classic story, like, about my personal story. There's a time when we went to a graduation, and my nephew, he was like, "Oh, what does that person get?" "Oh, they got a master's." And my nephew, he's nine, he's like, "Oh, is that all? I'm going to get a PhD." And we're like, "Wow, okay, doctor." But, you know, it's quite amazing hearing our, you know, our babies as young as nine saying that they were going to get a PhD.
Yeah, no, it's possible, eh? It's possible.
Oh, definitely.
So today, you know, if you're out there and you're listening to us, listen to us, if you're out there, because, you know, it's hard not being able to see Sanapi or Brian. But if you're out there, today is all about maybe having time now to sit down and talk to your child about the goals we've talked about in the past and setting those, but also the pathways that they want to be on. Because as you walk along a path, you're always aware of your surroundings, and you're always aware of the direction you want to go. And it's important for our children to plan. I'm sure our ancestors, as they navigated the Pacific and navigated the oceans, that they knew where they needed to go, and they had a plan. And, you know, it's important for us to be able to, like them, read the stars, but know what the stars look like and how to get there, and the different changes in the currents and all that. Oh, I sound like a navigator, eh, Sanapi? Put me on a boat and I'll be a little bit sick. So that's us for today, everybody. Next week, we're going to talk about careers and vocational pathways. So it's going to be more story, and more life experiences from Sanapi and I, but also just trying to put together all what we've been talanoa about in relation to this. Any final words from you, Sanapi?
Yeah, I guess one important thing is that, you know, although we say to reach out to the teachers and, you know, careers advisors for help to determine your child's pathway, but don't let them dictate what your children can and can't do, if that makes sense. Like, too often they push our children down alternative pathways. So just, you know, stay true to your children's goals and aspirations is the key thing. And if they say they're unable to do a particular subject, then ask for what can they do about that, you know? It's all good to challenge that. That's my that's my final say.
Yeah, just that bottling of people and the... It's a sad, sad thing that we do this. And even we can even see this within our own families, where some of our kids may have a dream and some of our families are like, don't even go there, whatever, you know? And it's important that we allow them to have that space to dream and to get there, because we've seen so many examples of people that face adversity and, you know, struggle and people doubting them, and yet they become such great things. And doesn't matter where you end up, as long as you were on a pathway, as long as you were supported,
right,
and as long as you chose that direction, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you very much for tuning in today, everybody. All those kids going back to school today, have a great day. Make sure social distancing, sanitizing, and, don't touch your friend's face, okay? And then also, parents, please don't get all Hulk crazy at the front of the school when you're not allowed in. It's all about the safety of our children, and we'll grow to understand how alert level 2 will look. And Sanapi and I, we're getting straight back to work now, so... all the best. Have a great week, everyone. Sanapi, God bless you. And have a great week, Sanapi.
Thank you, Carl. You too. I can't wait to see our children.
Yeah, hard out. No, not our children, but our students, eh?
Our students. Our children.
Yes.
They are.
Thank you, Brian. Back to you, Mr. Brian.
Thank you so much. A big thank you again, Carl Vassal, principal at Rowandale School in Manurewa, and Sanapi Taiao, a whānau head maths teacher at Nainai College in Lower Hutt. Thank you both for your time this morning. We'll see you again next Monday when we'll look at pathways, and all the very best for the first day back at school. Take care, you too. Have a great week. God bless. Thank you. It is 13 minutes to 7, 5:31 PI, Pacific people together.